I'd like to call our October the 22nd, 2013 Board of Trustees meeting to order and thank all of you for being with us and also your patience as we deal with a few issues in executive session. At this time, I'd like to call on Mrs. Rowletter to lead us in our prayer and pledge of allegiance. Would you please stand?
Please join me as we pray. Dear God, again, we come to you thankful that we are free to meet in public assembly and conduct our business in an open and transparent way. Give us wisdom tonight to make the best decisions for the children and the families and our entire staff. Be with those who are suffering in our Greenville County schools, God, because we know families go through problems, and we ask that whether staff or children or families of children, that you extend your blessings on them and comfort them in whatever way they may need. We thank you for all of our many, many blessings. We ask these things in your name. Amen. Amen. Please join me as we pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The first item of business in order is the adoption of our consent calendar. Is there a motion?
Motion.
Second. I have a motion to approve, properly made and seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion as stated, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? And the motion carries. Do you have any introductions, Mr. Superintendent?
No, sir.
Okay. I'd like to also take this opportunity to thank Mrs. Bush for, what'd you call these?
They are actually a carnation. It's called a green trick carnation. So my instructions to my staff were to do something scary for Halloween, and I think they did a very good job with the little Grinch-looking creatures that you have in front of you. So,
thank you again, as always. We have no appearance of visitors this evening, so we'll move straight into the superintendent's report. Mr. Royster.
Thank you, Mr. Sailors.
Ms. Rowley. Not yet. We will in a minute. Yes, ma'am. Okay.
And Ms. Brinkman's bringing up the video that goes with my superintendent's report tonight. But to start it off, and of course, those of you sitting up here with me well aware of the fact that just over a week ago, we were very fortunate to serve as the host district for the annual conference of the National Federation of Urban and Suburban School Districts. In fact, I think all of our board members that were in town during the conference came and participated at one or multiple events as a part of that conference. It was especially meaningful to us in Greenville County Schools to serve as the host for this annual meeting because this district, during the period of time when Dr. Hall was the superintendent, was one of the founding charter member districts of the organization. So we feel very fortunate to have been able to host that annual convention this year. NUF SED, or the National Federation of Urban and Suburban School Districts, is made up of schools that are located in both city settings and suburban or bedroom type communities. In other words, school districts that are like us. But they're as varied as St. Charles Parish in Louisiana, Millard Public Schools in Nebraska, Topeka Public Schools in Kansas, Canyon School District in Utah, and Duval County Public Schools in Florida. There are a wide range of districts represented, but all of us having very common population characteristics. I appreciate each of the board members that had the opportunity to attend and to share with our visitors the many positive and fine things that are occurring in Greenville County Schools. I particularly wish to thank Mr. Sailors for his leadership role in bringing the conference here, in spearheading the conference agenda, and generally making sure that that everything went well and that all of our visitors had an enjoyable and informative time in the district. I also wanted to take this opportunity to go back and provide a little bit of an overview for all of the board members, since there were attributes to the conference that you didn't get an opportunity to participate in. As you know, the conference kicked off, literally, on Friday night with a football game and a pregame cookout at Wade Hampton High School. Now, unfortunately, despite our presence, Wade Hampton was not able to get past Boiling Springs in the football game, but we had an excellent time. It was a good opportunity to meet informally with folks from the other districts, to interact with them, and we had a great grilled meal from our food and nutrition services personnel. It was a great night for a football game. We could not have asked for better weather or a better start to the conference. The next day, the attendees who were here had the opportunity on Saturday to really have that day on their own. I know that several of them visited and were greatly impressed with the things that they saw at Roper Mountain Science Center. Some of our other visitors took that day as an opportunity to enjoy the local golf course. And almost all, if not all, the attendees enjoyed the Fall for Greenville festivities that were going on right outside their door, right out from the Hyatt, which was their conference center. So they got a great experience with the day that they had in Greenville, really prior to the official start of the conference, which started Sunday afternoon. With about 100 members in attendance, we were treated to the presentation of the colors by the Southside JROTC and the choral ensemble from Woodmont High School, who provided some entertainment to us. That first general session was opened with comments by Dr. Brian Bowles, who is the current, now the past president of NUFSED. I made a few brief welcome remarks to our visitors, and Mr. Saylors introduced the keynote speaker for that session, Jamie Vollmer. And many of you not only heard him that Sunday afternoon, but have heard Jamie in the past and are very familiar with his advocation for and his work on behalf of public education. In fact, as you may recall, the ABCs that we had of accelerating achievement, broadened support, and cultivating identity, which we presented to our principals last year, came in direct response to the challenge from Mr. Vollmer that educators learn to better market themselves, to speak out on behalf of schools and on behalf of public education. And in fact, he keynoted our principal's retreat before the beginning of school this past school year. So it was good to hear from him again. Following that general session, there were several think tanks, breakout sessions, board member roundtables, and a reception that followed that at the Hyatt, where our Fine Arts Center Jazz Ensemble provided entertainment for the attendees. Monday morning kicked off with a breakfast and the beginning of school tours. All the groups toured both Wittenberg and the Croc Center, which, as you all know, is a unique partnership with Greenville County Schools and the Salvation Army. And they had a chance to see and hear from staff and students at Wittenberg, and staff and participants at the Croc Center. After that, the groups split up and took four separate tours, visiting Berea Elementary, Stone Academy, Wade Hampton High, and the Fine Arts Center. The second tour took in Washington Center, Sarah Collins Elementary, Sterling School, and J.L. Mann High Academy of Mathematics, Science, and Technology. Tour three traveled south to the Golden Strip Career Center, Monarch Elementary, and Roper Mountain Science Center. While the fourth tour schedule featured stops at Carolina High School and Academy, MT Anderson Support Center, and Greenville Senior High School Academy of Law, Finance, and Business. Afterward, all four tour groups met again at Fluor Field, had the opportunity to share some end-of-the-day refreshments and share with each other the things that they saw on the tour and ask questions to follow up from staff of the things that they saw on the tours. On Tuesday, the last full day of the conference, sessions were held throughout the day in the Heights meeting rooms. In addition to McMillan Pasden Smith's presentation on designing a project-based school and a video interview with Greenville's own Secretary Richard Riley, eight separate breakout sessions were presented, including those done by our own Greenville County Schools staff. Ann Presley presented on the Common Core, Jeff McCoy on technology in the classroom and one-to-one initiatives, Jamie Benton on school building safety, Bill Knight on cost savings available through green schools and energy management, and Susan Clark and Lisa Artis on using social media to boost community engagement. As the 2013 Nuff Said Conference concluded on Tuesday night, one of the final orders of business was the installation of the 2014 National Federation of Urban and Suburban School Districts Presidents. As you can see by the picture on the screen, it is an individual familiar to us all. Chuck Saylor, our board chair, was selected and installed as the organization's president for the coming year. And we extend our congratulations to you, Chuck. Our participation in Nuff Said, our hosting of this conference, provided a great opportunity for us to meet with school districts that enjoy similar challenges to the ones that we face. The opportunity for both board members and superintendents and their staff to interact with one another, which is a very unusual setting. Almost all the other organizations are board member organizations, or their administrator organizations, or they're the curriculum organization, or they're the business officials. It is a unique organization in that it brings together the policymakers and the folks who carry out the policy together in a setting to discuss issues of common interest to everyone. It was a great chance to share with these folks and to learn from them things that will benefit all of our students and our schools. I appreciate each of your involvement and your attendance and your participation in the activities around this conference. It was a pleasure, and it was with great pride that we served as the host school district for the Nuff Said Conference. Mr. Saylors, again, thank you for your work.
Thank you.
Congratulations on your election. I'd also like to take this opportunity to thank publicly not only those individuals I mentioned in here from our staff, but a number of other individuals spearheaded by Sandra Welch, who really put this together and did the work that made and translated this vision of a conference into an actual functioning, high-performing event. So I appreciate all the work that our individual staff members put forth in making this a success, and we appreciated the opportunity to attend and participate and host this event.
Thank you, Mr. Royster. I'd also like to acknowledge that our superintendent was also selected to serve on this organization's board as a superintendent representative, so we look forward to having your voice and wisdom on the board as well. Thank you. Before we move into action items, I know a couple of you have got points of personal privilege, so let's place them on the agenda right now, if there's no objection. Mrs. Rowletter?
I believe there's some people from USC Upstate here. Is that correct? If you'd stand, I'd just like to take a moment of personal privilege. Not that we don't want to recognize students from other schools also, but the young lady on the right with the Greenville Tech sweatshirt on was my student for about 2.5 years. in various courses, Rolanda James, and she is matriculated on from Tech into USC Upstate, and I'm very proud of her. Thank you for coming, Rolanda.
Linda.
And I'd like to recognize Furman students.
Would y'all like to stand? Having coached at Furman, I have a special love for Furman, so thank you all for being here, and we'll try not to make this meeting too long and late, so thank you. Are there any other, Greenville Tech, any other students here? Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Sailors. I also like to say that during the conference, I would love to give kudos to Susan Clark's people, Meredith, and all of the gentlemen that put the presentation, the media coverage of what Greenville's all about, the showcase of Greenville, and the taping and so forth. I thought they did a phenomenal job, as well as all of the schools that were involved in the interviews, where all of the delegates could see how great Greenville really is and how great our district is and all that we do for them and for all that Greenville does for us. So thank you to everyone who was involved in the media process.
Thank you. Okay, let's move on now to our action items. Next business in order is item 5.01, a physical education waiver for a student at J.L. Mann High School. Is there a motion?
Mr. Sailors?
Yes, ma'am.
I move to approve the PE waiver for one student at J.L. Mann High School.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor of the motion stated, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? And the motion carries. Thank you. The next item of business in order is 5.02, the South Carolina School Board Association Delegate Assembly. A motion recommended coming from the Committee of the Whole requires no second. It's to list all board members as voting delegates and alternates for the South Carolina School Board Association Delegate Assembly. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion as stated, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? And the motion carries. Thank you. Next item of business in order is item 5.03, the Davis-Bacon Act audit compliance. There is a recommended motion. Is there a maker?
Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Meek.
Make a motion to accept the audit of the Davis-Bacon Act compliance.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion as stated, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? And the motion carries. Thank you. The next item of business in order is item 6.01, our internal audit services project status report. Mr. Barber.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We're presenting our monthly status report on the internal audit projects that we are currently working on, and I'll be happy to answer any questions.
Are there any questions of Mr. Barber at this time? Okay. Thank you, Rick.
Thank you.
Next item of business in order is item 7.01, which is information board committees or liaison reports. Are there anything to be brought before the board today? Mr. Meek?
Mr. Chairman, just like to mention to board members that we've had two very successful, what I think is very successful meeting with our legislative delegation, and we got two more scheduled for next week, so try to make them if you can.
Okay. And those have been sent to you electronically. Also, if I could, as a piece of housekeeping, next week we have our accreditation team visits. And please recall that you have an email in your inbox regarding interviews with that team. If you would please make sure that we try to be here on Monday at 11. Is that correct? Okay. And then also we have a call meeting on that Wednesday at 2 p.m. to receive their report and their recommendations. Any other reports or liaison reports? Okay. The next item of business in order is item 8.01, our finance report. This is information only. Mr. Royster.
Thank you, Mr. Sailors. Mr. Knotts.
Thank you, Mr. Royster. The administration will be presenting the monthly financial reports this coming November. The external auditors have finished their audit, the FY13 general fund budget and other funds. We will be presenting that report to the board at the November CAL and then to the full board at the November board meeting. Thank you.
Are there any questions from the board? Okay. That concludes our business. The chair will entertain a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
In stereo. Any discussion? All those in favor of the motion as stated, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? And the students can go home early. Thank you. We're adjourned.
They feel cheated. They feel cheated. Look at that.